So let's take a look at some examples of functional impairment in the life area of living arrangements for both an adult and child. So let's start with the first example for an adult. It says consumer reports experiencing irritable mood and being suspicious of roommate at boarding care. This has contributed to the consumer accusing roommate of wanting to kill him and becoming combative with the roommate. These behaviors place consumer at risk of being evicted from boarding care. So the functional impairment statement here is that the behaviors place consumer at risk of being evicted from boarding care. The functional impairment, it's very important to remember, is not the behaviors and symptoms. The behaviors and symptoms, it's what's causing the functional impairment. Then you have an example for a child or adolescent. It says consumer presents with irritable mood, yelling behaviors, and throwing objects when angry. These behaviors and symptoms place consumer at risk of losing current foster placement. So these examples demonstrate how a client's behavior impacts their living arrangements. So again, for example, client's yelling behaviors, irritable, mood, and throwing of objects when angry, in the second example, place her at risk of being removed from foster care. The life area impaired is living arrangements because she will lose her home placement. So the functional impairment is not irritable mood or yelling behaviors or throwing of objects. Those are the symptoms and behaviors that are causing the impairment.